This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. The Colorado Avalanche have been eliminated from the Stanley Cup playoffs. CPR's Corey Jones has more.
It'll be the Vegas Golden Knights and the Montreal Canadiens in round three.
That's the sound of the Avs season coming to a close Thursday night. Many considered them a favorite to win it all this year, and then they met the Las Vegas Golden Knights in the second round of the NHL playoffs. After winning Game 6 of the series by a score of 6-3, Vegas moves on to the next round. For the Avalanche, it's the third straight year they've exited the playoffs in the second round. Captain Gabe Landeskog says the team has some lessons to learn from the loss.
Proud of the season we've had. Obviously, you're never going to be satisfied. You're never going to be happy until you win that final game of the season. So, sucks. Stings.
Vegas is a team that plays tough and has plenty of recent playoff experience. In their very first season that started 4 years ago, the Golden Knights made it all the way to the Stanley Cup Finals, but lost. Last season, they were a couple games away from making it back to the Finals, and now winning their next series would give them another chance to compete for the Cup. All that said, it's a disappointing finish for the Avalanche, who had big expectations this year. They have not won a Stanley Cup in 2 decades, and this year, Colorado had arguably its best chance to do so since then. The team earned the best record in the National Hockey League during the regular season and was the odds-on favorite to win the Stanley Cup. Star center Nathan MacKinnon is now a finalist for MVP, while goalie Philip Grubauer and defenseman Cale Makar are in the running for Best Player awards at their positions. Those individual honors could be considered mere consolation prizes for a team that had high hopes of bringing a third hockey championship to Colorado. But as the saying goes, there's always next year. I'm Corey Jones, CPR News.
That was Corey Jones bringing us that story. Now, let's say thanks to David in Golden, who donated a beloved Honda Odyssey to help CPR stay afloat and keep bringing you the very stories you're hearing right now. Donate at CPR.org. Stay tuned. This is CPR News.